And we'll start with your right hand and arm. So with the palm of your hand down, make a fist with your right hand and then bend it at the wrist upward. Bend the wrist back upward so that you're tensing your fist and your forearm. And just sort of pay attention to what that tension feels like. And then let it go and just let the hand and arm relax. And notice the difference in the sensations now as those muscles relax. You might notice kind of a warmth or tingling or heavy sensation as the relaxation develops. You might find it useful to compare the right arm with the left arm and see if you can distinguish the difference. And next, we'll have you do the same thing, this time with the right hand and arms, and make a fist, bend it up at the wrist, hold the tension, just notice what it feels like, and then let it go. And notice the sensations now in the left hand and forearm as the relaxation develops there. And now I'd like you to do it in both hands and arms together, making fists with both hands, bending them at the wrists, feeling the tension in both forearms and fists, and letting go, and noticing the sensations now as relaxation continues to develop in both of the lower arms and hands. The next muscle group we'll be addressing is in the upper arm. And while you're tensing the upper arm, try to allow the lower arm to still remain relaxed. And so we'll begin with the upper right arm. And I want you just to sort of stiffen and tense up the muscles in the arm between the elbow and the shoulder, so the biceps and the triceps. So you just kind of stiffen them, or another way to do it is to bend the arm at the wrist and contract the muscle that way. And again, trying to keep the forearm relaxed and just tensing and stiffening the upper arm, feeling that tension, and then releasing it, and just letting the whole arm relax, and noticing the difference as those muscles in the upper arm relax. And compare it with the left arm and see if you can detect any difference. And notice also how the lower arms and hands are feeling as the relaxation continues to develop there. Now this time, tense the left arm upper muscles between the elbow and the shoulder, holding the tension and noticing how it feels. And then releasing it and letting the left arm relax completely. And noticing the difference, noticing the sensations now in the left arm as the relaxation develops there. And now once again, tense both arms together, just in the right, the upper portion of both right and left arms. Holding that tension in the biceps and the triceps, kind of stiffening the muscles, and then letting go, and letting both arms relax and noticing how they feel as they relax. And as you think of relaxation and letting go of the tension, notice the sensations of warmth, heaviness, tingling, relaxation developing in the arms. And next we'll be working with the legs. Beginning with the right leg, extend the leg out straight and then bend the toe back towards your knee and just hold the tension. Notice how it feels. And then release it and just let the foot and the leg relax. And notice the sensations there as the muscles relax. You may even find that the sensations are more obvious, the tingling, warm sensations in the lower leg. And it may again be instructive to compare it with the left leg to distinguish the differences. And now do the same with your left leg. Extend the leg, point the toe back towards the knee, holding the tension, noticing how the tension feels in the foot and the lower leg, and then releasing it. And noticing the sensations now as those muscles relax. And now repeat it with both legs together, extending both legs, pointing the toes back to the knees, holding and feeling the tension, and releasing it, and letting the legs relax completely, and noting how they feel as they relax, and also noticing how the relaxation is been developing in your arms and hands. And then moving up the legs, push your knees together so that you're isometrically tensing your thigh muscles, particularly focusing on the upper legs now, holding the tension in the thigh muscles. And then letting go, letting them relax, and noticing the difference there. And take a moment now just to notice how your body moves as you breathe. Which parts of your body move and how much they move. And I want you to suck in your belly and hold your belly in for a few seconds. That's it. Just hold that tension, noticing how it feels. And release it. And notice whether that's had any effect on how your belly moves as you breathe. Often when people are tense or anxious, there's tension in the abdomen that can interfere with the full extension of the diaphragm as you inhale. And so loosening up those abdominal muscles can aid in fuller, deeper breathing. And next I'll be asking you to take a deep breath and hold it. And when you inhale, I want you to focus on breathing into the belly, expanding the diaphragm fully, and then moving the air up into the chest to hold it. And a lot of people, when they take a deep breath, they do it just upward movement into the chest without expanding the diaphragm properly. So kind of think of blowing your belly up like you're making yourself look fat as you inhale. Then move it up into the chest and hold it for 10 seconds. And release the breath. And notice the sensations from releasing the breath and the change from the tension of holding the breath to releasing the breath. And notice also how you're breathing now, how your body is moving now as you breathe. And moving upward even higher, I want you just to briefly shrug your shoulders and then bring them up towards the ears and hold them, hold the tension in the shoulders, noticing how that feels and letting it go and noticing the change in the sensations as those muscles in the shoulders relax. And notice how the rest of the body is continuing to relax even more deeply with the passage of time. And next we'll be focusing on the back of the neck. If you're sitting in a high back chair, you can simply use the back of the chair. If not, you may need to place your hands behind your head and press against your hands. And the idea is to kind of cock your head back and press backward against either the hands or the back of the chair so that you can feel tension in the back of your neck. And hold that tension as you're pressing back. And then release it. Let your hands or your arms relax as well as the neck. And notice the difference in the back of the neck as those muscles relax. And moving up to the mouth, without clenching your teeth or your jaw, press your lips together so you're tensing the muscles around the mouth, holding that tension, noticing how it feels, and release it, and noticing the difference. And a form of what we might consider natural biofeedback that you can use is just to notice whether your lips are touching one another. Because if they're touching, that means you're holding tension in the jaw unnecessarily. And many people do that unconsciously. And that can be a simple means of just gauging your level of tension. And going up to the eyes, close them fairly tightly, but not too hard. So you're tightening the muscles around the eyes, kind of squeezing them a little tightly. And then relax that tension and notice the difference in those muscles around the eyes. And notice how the relaxation is developing throughout the body, the arms and legs, feeling heavy and warm. The slow, deep breathing. And moving up to the lower part of your forehead, pull your eyebrows down in a frowning expression and just hold them down so you're tensing the muscles in the lower part of the forehead, noticing how that feels, and then release that tension and notice the difference as those muscles relax. And next, raise your eyebrows, wrinkling your forehead, so you're tensing the muscles in the upper forehead and the scalp, holding that tension, and then releasing it, and letting those muscles relax. And now we've gone through all 16 of the muscle groups. And I'm going to help you become even more deeply relaxed by counting from 1 to 10. And with each number that I count, you can allow yourself to become even more deeply relaxed. 1. You're going to become even more deeply relaxed. 2. Deeper and deeper. 3. Letting go even more. 4. You can become even more comfortably relaxed. 5. Letting go even more. 6. Deeper and deeper. 7. More and more comfortably relaxed. 8. Drifting down further and further towards a deep, restful state of complete relaxation. 9. Deeper still. 10. Very comfortably relaxed. And remaining in this relaxed state, simply notice your breathing. As you breathe in, notice the cool air coming in through the nose. And as you breathe out, notice the warmer, moister air. And each time you breathe out, mentally repeat a word to yourself such as calm. And by repeating the same word each time you exhale in this deeply relaxed state, you can condition that word to become a cue that you can use to relax yourself. in ordinary situations. And the more you practice it, the more effective it can be. So just continue for a while longer, simply attending to your breathing and repeating your cue word as you exhale. If your mind wanders, just bring it back to your awareness of your breathing and to repeating your cue word. And in a little while, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 1. And you'll gradually return back to ordinary outward awareness. And if you wish, you may find that you can maintain the relaxation for a considerable period of time, even after you open your eyes. 5, gradually returning back to normal alertfulness. 4, remembering where you are, feeling the contact of your body with where you're sitting. 3, beginning to feel more alert. 2, if you haven't already, open your eyes. And 1, returning completely to normal alertfulness.